Well, there you have it.
We're still here, people. We'll back like we never left.
Back like we never left because we didn't. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, it is what it is. Welcome to whatever the fuck this is, you know? we gonna try this thing one more again.
Thanks for rocking with us. We rock with you.
Yeah, we definitely rock with you. We rock with you heavy. And that's the reason why we kind of started this whole podcast. Like, because we really fuck with people. Like, we might not like people, but we love you. You know what I'm saying? Some of you motherfuckers just need to stay away sometimes. Stay away from me. Like, I can love you from afar.
Right. That's the realest shit I ever heard.
Yeah, man, because, you know, you got love. Oh, shit, they don't even know who. Hey, look, man, if you ain't know, you know. This is Coast Coast Podcast because the two is silent. I am D-Lo B, your humble king and faithful servant. And the B is for bringing you another amazing episode.
I am his cousin, Kiara.
Mm-hmm.
The networker.
The networker. That sounded like such a ominous title. The networker. That's the villain in a 90s sitcom.
Treat it how you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, treat it how you want.
However you want to take it, you know? I'm not opposed to any of that, right? Yo, y'all been doing good?
Yeah, man. Some of y'all been sending shit out. We see it. I see it, you know? Appreciate
you. You miss us. We miss us, too.
Facts. And we are people to be missed. Don't forget that. It's a reason.
Please. We had some birthdays. It was my birthday.
Man, hey, what you do for your birthday? Hey, what you do? You see, you tell me what you do for your birthday first, and I'll wait.
Okay, like the whole week or like just the day?
However you want to start this story.
Okay, I'm going to just do the day. Okay, so first of all, my lovely, wonderful best friend, Deja, came to with her husband and his peoples. So that was fun. And we went to brunch. It was bottomless brunch, which was actually, like, the drinks weren't bottomless, but the food was bottomless.
What? That's just a buffet. What are you talking about?
No, well, no, but they like bring it to you. Like, we didn't get up.
All right. You just I let that go.
Yeah, just let it go because we didn't have to get up. It was, they brought it to us. And then everybody was like, happy birthday. You know, I got a dessert, all of that shit. Then,
you got a buffet.
Then we went to this restaurant called Tao. But it's like this Asian restaurant. It was really good. That's where, if y'all haven't seen my Instagram, y'all should go look at my Instagram because the cake that Deja got me
was wild.
Fucking hilarious. Fucking hilarious. And so us, right?
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Then after that, we went to Omnia Nightclub, which it's like the top nightclub in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world. So it was really fun. And then to continue the celebration on the next day, we went to Wet Republic, which is a day club, like a pool party type day club. And my friend had got me a cabana with like this private pool, so it was really dope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a full experience.
Yeah.
Okay. So your birthday was before mine.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time my birthday rolled around, I had a lot of free time. So what I chose to do is nothing. Listen.
I feel that.
When you get to a certain age or certain maturity, the best birthday you're going to have is when you are left the fuck alone. Okay? Leave me alone. Let me enjoy this. And that's what I did. That's exactly what I did.
Okay, but you know what? Speaking of birthdays. So, many moons ago, I decided that I would not ever again spend my birthday working.
I'm for
because
that.
Because I'm not. Okay, right? Like, it's a day to celebrate me making it another year, anniversary of my life, you know, whatever, right? So I remember I had said something to my coworker, two different coworkers, okay? Both of them, Virgos, whatever. I guess that doesn't matter. But I said,
okay,
I think it might. So then I said to them, I said, oh yeah, I'm taking off like a week almost for like my birthday. Like I have people coming into town, like I'm taking off. I refuse to work on my birthday. And they were like, oh, well, no, I'm probably gonna have to work on my birthday. And I was like, ew, why? And they're like, well, I mean, I don't mind it.
Say ew.
I did. And they were like, well, I don't mind because, you know, all my friends are here at work. So, like, that's fine. I said, I like y'all and all that stuff, but fuck having to deal with people I don't know
on my birthday.
You know what I'm saying? And so then, guess what? One person got their shift covered so wouldn't have to work on their birthday. Okay. Then another person, their birthday is this week, right? And they also were like, oh, I don't mind working on my birthday, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I told them, like, I just told y'all, I refuse to work on my birthday. I'm not about to sit here and work on my birthday, right? And guess what? They got their shift covered. So I'm like, y'all don't have to lie. Like, just say that you want to celebrate your birthday. Like, just say that.
Because I'm telling you straight up, I ain't going to be here. So I'm just, this is a warning for y'all. Like, you can cover your own ass by knowing I'm not coming.
Listen,
or, you know, you can stand on your pride.
Listen, PTO stands for prepare the others, because I'm not coming in. Okay? I'm not coming in, especially not on my fucking birthday.
Mm-hmm. Prepare.
I don't know what kind of dope y'all smoking, but keep smoking it, because
Is that a V with two E's? I'm putting two E's on prepare the others.
Oh, like, no, the others.
Oh, Z sounds better. I'm keeping Z.
Prepare the others, but not like the others.
Yeah, unto thee, you know.
Yeah, not prepare you others. That sounds weird.
Yeah, kind of do.
Yeah, so, hunty, not me.
So I've been on my juice and shit, and I've been drinking a lot of juice lately, right? So I've been experimenting with different juices. Uh-huh. So like black cherry juice and pineapple juice and like tart cherry juice. And so like some of that is okay, but I told you my homeboy got a whole juicer at his house, you know, like an industrial fucking juicer. So I bought some fruit. I bought a fuck ton of fruit. I'm talking about strawberries, blueberries, kiwis, lemon, limes, pears, and zucchinis. And I put all the shit in one, you know, I juiced it into like 1 gallon. And man, when I tell you this shit is good. I didn't portion nothing.
This is him, like from his juicer.
Yeah, he got his own. He got the actual machine that, you know, juices the fruit oil.
Okay, I have a juicer, and I was heavy into it. I think I should start back up.
I think you should, because this is what I've noticed, and people thought I was crazy when I said this. The first time I drank a juiced like beverage, like I watched cuz juice this shit, and then he like gave me some. So I took a sip and like my face started twitching, like my body was like, what is this? Where has this been,
sir? That doesn't actually sound like something I want to happen to me.
You don't think that's a pleasant experience? A twitchy face?
No.
Or maybe I had an allergic reaction and I just didn't know it.
That's even worse.
I could be over this, dying, throat swelling up. I'm allergic to blueberry.
Yeah. Want that for me.
You know what God has for me.
It must be for you.
So I wrote this down because I wanted to talk about this. There used to be a website that I would go on, and I mean it was probably like probably 10 years ago, and I remember I would go on this website, and it was called StumbleUpon.com.
So like, how about as soon as you were talking, I knew that's exactly what you were about to say.
What do you mean?
like, I don't know, when you started talking, like, literally what popped into my brain was stumble upon.
Stop. Well, but okay, so boom, right? So you know, you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about.
But keep going. Like, that shit was weird just now. I mean, not weird, but like,
Synchronicity. So the website Stumble Upon, the reason why I liked it so much was the whole point of it was, so okay, you put in your likes, you know, some of the things you're interested in, to art or or cars or computers or whatever, and it had a whole list of shit you can click on. And once you hit stumble, like a button at the top, it would just take you to a random website with any of your interests. So I could literally be on there for just hours, just going to different shit that I thought was cool or interesting. And I was like, damn, I wonder what happened to that website. And so recently I went on my phone, I typed it in, and apparently they've changed their name to Mix. And it's not the same. Mm.
It never is.
No.
It never is.
It feel more, what's the word I want to use? It feels sponsored. I don't want to make it seem like that's a bad thing, but it just seems like.
Oh, but okay. It is. Okay, but this is how I feel. Sometimes when people, like, okay, there's celebrities that are always advertising something.
Sure.
And I hate that because it's like, I'm trying to. Like, I like you for what I've seen, and I just want to see some cutesy pictures that you're going to post. I don't need, like, hey, y'all, here's an ad for
sunscreen.
Skinny tea. Like, bitch, I don't care about that. That shit's a gimmick. I get that you're trying to get your little coins. Put that shit in your story. I don't need to see it on my news feed. Every fucking time I scroll, you got a new ad going on.
I think a lot of that comes from them knowing, man. That money is something serious, especially when I feel like the powers that be know that you have just a substantial amount of influence, just enough influence to push whatever product they need. Like, hey, man, I see you got, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers. You know, I got this skincare. I mean, if you want it, you know, you can sell it. I throw you a little money. I throw you a few dollars.
But this is the thing, though. Like, I don't mind people who have, like, smaller followings. And they post an ad here and there, or it's a product that they actually use. Like, okay, this one girl but it's not like, I don't think it's sponsored, because I think she buys a lot of the products that she's talking about, and it's a bunch of makeup products, and she tries the makeup, and she'll be like, all right, let's see if this is actually worth the hype that everybody's talking about on the internet.
No, that's different. I feel like those are
right.
Like, try on or unboxing. That's,
but
I feel like
she's, unboxing. But she's a part of, like, she's in a commercial that I've seen about a cleansing balm that she's posted about. So sometimes she does ads. Like, sometimes she gets sent stuff and she'll be like, okay, listen, I got sent this product, blah, blah, blah. Let's try it out. But it's not like every other post.
Hey, man, when the money comes, they gonna answer.
But also, a lot of people ain't really getting paid. They getting paid in free products.
So, hey, who the fuck want to get paid? Who the fuck want to get paid in free? If I do advertisement for like a TV company that sell TVs, I don't want a free TV. That's nice. Unless my shit is some new shit that ain't came out yet. I want the 2023 TV.
No, they gonna give you the TV that was on display and say, here's your reward.
the clearance TV. Hey, look, we ain't even gonna need that. When you turn it on, it still got the demo from when it's sitting there with the window and rental center.
Let me tell you about this movie that I just watched.
Okay.
Starring Christina Milian and somebody else. It's some fucking, like, Netflix movie. Okay. So, if y'all don't know, because this is the first time you're listening to the episodes,
hey.
I'm really into, like, bad chick flicks. or bad
that's an
romantic,
interesting way to yeah
or
that's
bad,
an interesting
like,
way to
romantic
describe.
Comedies, let me put that, like, yeah, like they're good are. But they're bad, like they're not a good movie, like they're bad movies, but
not
they're
bad
good
movies.
Entertainment, you know what I'm saying, they're mm-hmm. good entertainment. So I'm watching this movie, it was just so bizarre. Okay, so Christina Milian and this dude were engaged and she was trying to be a singer.
Who was trying to be a singer?
Christina Milian. So okay. It falls through, right? But he breaks up with her because he thinks she's too dedicated to trying to be a singer and that she's neglecting him, right? So then her friend, who's like a social media marketer or something for this island hotel, right? This tropical island hotel. She was like, oh, they need a singer, so I gave them your tape and you should go do it. So she said, oh, okay, cool, like I'll do it, I guess. She was like, yeah, you need to get out of New York. So she goes, come to find out she's supposed to be a wedding singer after she just got dumped.
Wow.
From being engaged.
Oh my
right
God.
No, it gets worse. So then I just want y'all, like, listen, this is gonna be a spoiler alert. Like, I still don't think y'all should go watch it. Like, y'all should watch it just because it's pure comedy. Like, it's so yeah. stupid.
You ain't spoiling it for me because you know I'm not watching.
But for people who might watch it, I don't know what the name of it is because I can't remember. So, anyways, so keep going. So, she becomes this wedding singer. Let me tell you, the first wedding she sings at, she's literally crying as she's singing. And she's like, you look really beautiful in your dress. Crying singing, right? And then she gets her shit together because they were like, yo, you need to like calm down. Like the owner was like, listen, you can't do that. These people come here and pay good money to be happy. They don't come to pay and see you cry type thing, right? Makes sense.
Resort to love.
Yes, that's what it's called. So then,
if you don't get the fuck out of here.
Listen, so then she's like on the beach. This man starts drowning, right?
Oh, shit.
She tries to go save him. But you know, like, have you ever actually tried to save somebody who thought they were drowning and then they push you under? It's so annoying. Geez. Especially because you can swim. So you're like, you're just trying to murder me at this point. Mm-hmm. So the dude is like about to murder her because he's pushing her under. This strong black man picks both of them up out of the water and takes them to shore. Okay. So she's talking to him. She's like, okay, thanks. Right. Goes back to the hotel. Come to find out she sees him. And then this other guy walks up and was like, oh shit, you're so and so. And she was like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here? He was like, we're here for her ex's wedding.
What?
The wild shit, right? Now they're here for her ex's wedding. Come to find out the dude who rescued her is her ex's brother who was in the army, like in the military. So she had never met him, even though like they were together for 4 years because he was overseas.
Yeah.
So all of this shit start happening. She meets back up with the ex-fiance, meets the new fiance. She has to sing at their wedding. All of this shit goes down.
Okay.
Then he's like, what if I made a mistake by like letting you go? And da, wow, da, 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 da. And she's like, I don't know. They try to secret rendezvous, but every time it's like the brother that pops up and they just be chilling. Like they just be chilling. Like they don't even be doing it. Like they just talk. Then come to find out the mom is the one who like spills the tea and was like, what is she doing here? That's his ex. That's his ex-fiance. They were supposed to be married, blah, 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 to the new fiance. New fiance gets heartbroken because it's the day of her wedding.
It's too much drama on my wedding day. I don't like this, dude.
So she tries to leave. And then Christina Milian is like, no, like, we didn't tell you. Like, we're not meant to be together. Like, she was like, when you were describing how you wanted kids and a white picket fence, she said, I literally like almost threw up in my mouth. She was like, because I could never picture that with him. Like, I don't want that life with him. So I know that us not being married was a good thing. She was like, y'all are perfect for each other. And she was like, we just didn't tell you because we thought that you were going to overreact like this.
Probably.
Which she did. Okay. So they go back. She sings that they win and all that shit. Guess who she ends up with? The fucking brother.
Of course the brother. That strong ass nigga that took his shirt off when he was coming. Yeah, I seen that on the trailer. Yeah. So of course she was going with Cuz.
Yeah, but I was just, he was sexy. But like,
he looked like dude from Insecure that Issa was cheating with.
Yes. Trayvante Rhodes.
Sure, I don't know.
Yeah, so I was like, it was just such a like good, bad movie. It just was so ridiculous at the end because I was like, I knew that they was going to get together, her and the brother, but I was just like...
They were sleeping in the same house, talking through the door? Yeah, that was cute.
I just was like, y'all a mess.
So you liked the movie? It was on a scale, this is dope. We giving an podcast movie review, you know?
Yes, here we go.
What grade are you giving?
As far as romantic comedies, I would probably give it like a B minus.
B minus?
Yeah, I would say a B minus because the singing was really good. Like Christina Milian wasn't the only one who was singing. Like,
no, I'm not saying she's not bad.
No, but like the music they were singing was really good. And then the new fiance, she also sang and she sounded really good when she was singing. Like the only thing that I didn't really like about it, and this is, I'm saying as far as romantic comedies go, I'm giving it a B minus. Now, as far as movies go, that shit get like a C minus.
It was a plus.
It was a bad movie.
It was a bad movie. straight to VHS.
Like this man, she going to the beach because she's supposed to meet up with the ex fiance, right? But she ends up seeing the brother and she was like, what are you doing out here? And he was like, oh, it's finally like cool enough outside that I can run. This man ain't got no shirt on. It's not that cool. It's still hot. You still have no shirt on. And so he goes, oh, what are you doing here? She can't say meeting up with your brother, like a secret rendezvous. So she was like, oh, sometimes I come out here to meditate. Bitch, what?
Yeah.
He was like, meditate? She was like, yep. Do you want to try it? Let's go meditate. And I was like, what the fuck? So some parts of the movie, I was just like, thought that they should get back together. And she was like, her friend was the voice of reason. She was like, yeah, the ex-fiance that he's talking about is you. The one he left is you. Like, he's literally talking about you.
Now, how would you deal with this situation? The boom, you break up with a nigga, right? Or he broke up with you. And then you get this job somewhere like China. This nigga there.
Can I see him? With the new fiance?
Mm-hmm, with the new chick. Wow.
Like, it depends. Like, I feel like she didn't actually think of, like, neither one of them had actual closure. Like, now, I don't want to say closure because I think closure is bullshit, but they didn't have an actual conversation about the reasons why they should not be together.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even express to her, like, hey, I don't like that you go to the studio so often and I feel neglected.
Shit, man. Communication is a motherfucker, man, because it's like, if you ain't got strong communication between your partner, that shit not gonna work.
Right.
That shit not gonna work.
Right. Like, if you aren't even gonna communicate about something or even take the steps to try to communicate about something, and instead you're just like, we'll just break up. Because right. That's what it was.
I know a lot of people like that, where instead of working out your problems, you just end it. I don't want to, just, you know what, if you don't want to be with me, I'd be with myself. It's like, damn, you ain't even going to try to make it work. That's okay.
Right. Like, and that's cool. That's cool if that's what you want to do. If what you think, because you don't see it being fixed, you still need to have that conversation. I don't want to call it closure because I just think closure is such like a cop out.
So you don't believe in closure. What? So this is interesting. So you don't believe that like closure is real or is necessary?
I just don't like the term closure because I feel like I don't know, because I think so many people associate it with like one last thing. Let's just do it one more time. And it's like, no, you need to have a conversation. Like when you break up, you need to have a conversation. And I feel like closure sometimes is more, it's a way to hold on to something and be like, well, I never got closure on it. Like, no, you just wanted to hold on to it.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't actually look at the situation. You don't actually let it go. You don't actually get, and I don't want to say get over it, but you don't actually accept the things that have happened. And instead you want to hold on to this thing and be like, well, I never got closure. I never got closure. And it's like, closure to do what? To move on? Like, because you can do that without having to talk to this person ever again in your life.
One of the, okay, one, slow down because I got excited. Hey, you have a, you have me about to say something and like, you'd be like, I got, hey, that's so stupid. It's like when you drag racing. And your tires spin like 1,000 times.
That was me today at work. I was like, sip, 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 sip.
Let me slow down.
I said, what is this word I'm trying to say?
A lot of times in my life, what brings me real joy, like positive joy, is knowing that, hey, I don't ever have to talk to you in my life ever again. Mm-hmm. I can stop talking to you today and never have to see you again.
Yep.
It is joy in knowing that in some situations. It was like, man, I don't need to be friends with you. I don't need to be
friends. Right. And my thing is, if you're getting out of a shitty ass fucking situation, you know that this person is a shitty individual. You know that they bring out the absolute fucking worst in you. You know that they're despicable. You despise them. You would rather, if they were on fire, you wouldn't even spit on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you want closure? Why?
She want closure.
Why can't you just accept the fact that this was horrible on your spirit, body, mind, and soul? And
move the fuck on. Move, please. On.
You don't need to speak to this person one more time.
There just is peace. Once. There is peace on the other side. Please find your peace.
And if you got,
if
you got a lot of like, I don't want to use the word toxic because that's so played out. But like, if you got a lot of like
negative traits,
negative things to go through to find your peace, leave me out of it. Leave me out of any negative stuff that you got to do to find peace, because I don't want no parts in that. That's not peace to me. I'm okay. From over here.
I'm okay. That's a good title. I might call this episode I'm Okay.
I don't know, because we back, so I don't want it to be like, I'm okay.
I'm okay. We're not dead, people.
Like, we ain't been back. We haven't put out a podcast in over a month to be like, I'm okay.
Hey, man. It was vacation season, man. Vacation is nice.
It should just be called PTO.
I wrote down PTO too. PTO is cool.
Prepare the others.
Prepare the others.
You know, have you ever wanted to like share something with people that you know, but then you're like, I want to keep this little thing to myself.
Sure. I've said that plenty of times.
Like, you want to say it, but then you're like, but it was such like a cute little moment that I just want to relive it. I don't want you to know, but I want to like.
Personally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I would like to talk about it, but I'm like, it was such a cute moment. I don't want to say anything.
It's cool. Tidbit Tuesday. I understand.
No, I'm not saying it on tape. I'll say it off the record.
Yeah, off the record. That mic hot? Okay, I'll wait.
Right, I can tell you off the record. But, yeah, sometimes you just. So, Michael Jackson's birthday was the 29th.
God bless Mike.
And at so Cirque du Soleil has a Michael Jackson show.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like a whole weekend like birthday celebration thing.
That's dope.
So they literally had, this is how much like how big TikTok is. They literally had a TikTok dance final.
Hmm.
But it wasn't even all like, I don't think they were all big TikTokers because, or if they were, they're also like big dancers, because I know that there were some actual dancers
mm-hmm.
that were in the final. But they had that, they had like a brunch. His churn came to the TikTok thing.
That's dope.
The head of his estate was there. Yeah.
So big money cool. moving
the
around.
Dude, the dude who, the man who made all of his costumes was there doing a book signing. This man had on a bedazzled rhinestone Swarovski crystal suspenders.
Mm.
And his jacket was like Swarovski crystal.
But was it cool though?
He made me feel underdressed.
Oh, it was elegant.
Yes, because it was so blinged out. You were just like,
I mean, but in my mind, like, when you say it, sir, this is a Wendy's. so in my mind, when you say it's suspenders, I thought like, oh, well, that's a dope little touch, like to have like a regular shirt with like a fucking bedazzled suspenders.
But his shirt was wrinkled. That's the only thing that was wrinkled.
Oh, Jesus. You can't win them all. You can't win
them
all.
So imagine, okay, the front of the suspenders, pretty much up until like almost like the shoulder part, wasn't bedazzled. It was from like maybe like his titty area all the way to the back. And then where it connects in the back to the pants, that was
the all. Did he have one, a parachute jacket? What the fuck is that? You
that's
just described.
The suspenders look like. Oh, no, because you know, like in the front. Okay, so the front of the suspenders that clip onto the front of your pants.
Like on backpack.
It was like right, and then you know that the suspenders they connect in the back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, to have the one clip in the back of your pants, so. The whole entire back was like bedazzled, rhinestone, crystals, right? Mm-hmm. And then the jacket had crystals everywhere. Like he was bling.
But was it nicely done?
Well, yeah, because he did it.
Okay, that's good for me. It's good enough.
It was nicely done, but I just was like, sir, I'm in a t-shirt.
I'm in a t-shirt. Sorry, I'm in a t-shirt. That's a good description. I'm writing that down.
So yeah. But Michael Jackson's pant size was like a 30. Was like 30 inches.
Yeah. Y'all gotta understand. Hey, look, man, people ain't as tall or as big as you think they are.
Well, no, he was still like 5'10", 5'11", or something.
I didn't say he was short, but you know.
Yeah. Oh no, like y'all really do have to realize that these celebrities are like fucking short.
Yeah, man. They call it larger than life personality.
No, it's crazy because once you realize how tall like your favorite celebrities are, and then you see them stand up to other celebrities, you're like, what the fuck? That person is short, and then you get to Googling.
Then you get to Google. Hey, got a question. Who was the superstar that you seen in person, or when you realized their true height, it really shocked you? Like shocked you.
Well, like when I met Dave East, I didn't think he was that tall.
How the fuck tall is Dave East?
Let me look it up, but like
what did you think? What did you think he was?
I mean, I thought he was like maybe like 6 feet, but
how the fuck tall is this nigga? God damn.
Let me see. 6'5".
God damn.
Yeah, so like I didn't I thought he was tall. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I thought he was tall. But, like, when I seen him, I was like, you're like a giant. Like, you're so fucking tall. Like, why are you so fucking tall, bruh? Because Chris Brown is only, like, 6'1". So, like, seeing them together, you would think, like, oh, they're probably, like, around the same height. No, this man is a whole 4 inches taller. Like, yeah, I didn't think he was going to be that tall. Who else have I met? OT Genesis is short.
I kind of guessed he wasn't, you know, tall.
Remember
tall.
That time that I told you that I met, what's the basketball player named Ray Allen?
Jesus, yes, didn't Ray Allen.
Didn't I tell you I met him?
Jesus Shuttlesworth, yeah.
Yeah, so he, he's actually, I mean, he's like around, he was a little bit taller than me. He wasn't that much taller than me, though. Now I'm 5'7".
Ray Allen?
Yeah, I think he was only like,
ma'am, Ray Allen is, wait a minute, now I gotta look this shit up.
No, I'm gonna look it up, hold on. Because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it wasn't, I mean, I think it was Ray Allen, but.
You can't mistake Ray Allen.
Yeah, it was Ray Allen. Okay, I do have the right person. Oh, wait, never mind then. Ray Allen was super tall. Wait. That ain't him.
No, wait.
Is all these Ray Allens coming up?
Yeah, hold on, G. I'm about to say Ray Allen's 6'5". Like.
Yeah, never mind. Then maybe it wasn't him. I know OT Genesis is short. Tyga is short.
Nate Robinson?
DMX, rest his soul.
Oh, you meant DX.
Yeah. He okay, listen, this is like some crazy shit. So One Oak, the last time that I went to One Oak, because they were closing anyways,
forever?
but this is in Las Vegas, but this is before the shutdown, okay? And the last time I went to One Oak was when DMX was performing and I got a table and stuff, and so I was like right by his section.
That's fucking dope.
Yeah. His concert, like, his little, like, performance was, like, so good. But I don't think DMX was that tall. It's a lot of people that I've seen or that I've met that I'm like, you're not really that tall. Yeah, DMX was 5'11". But for sure, Tiger, he's short.
Yeah, I heard Tiger was short.
And OT is short. Steve Aoki was short. Yeah.
See, I want to pick. I've met a few people in my heyday. Killer Mike is really Killer Mike. Like, I met Killer Mike. Killer Mike got to be like 6'2", and he's very larger than life. I mean, he is a large man, but it just was like his aura was like, bro, that's Killer Mike, bro.
It just
was like, wow. And he spoke, and he spoke, and see, like, he spoke through me. It was like he wasn't talking to the person that I was. He was speaking through me, like, hey, how are you? Every note kind of just blew through my body like a subwoofer note.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, cool guy, man. Really, really good down to earth brother, man. He really a good dude. But I literally looked up to Killer Mike, and I'm not short. I'm 6 feet. Oh, yeah, I'm 5'11" and 3 and like 5'8".
You're not about to say that you looked up to this man and you just said he was like 6'2".
Yeah, but I mean, but you know, wait a minute. Now I gotta look up Killer Mike, because Killer Mike was tall, G. That bitch said Killer Croc. First of all, I can't spell. Worth a damn. Worth a damn.
So they need to not suggest to you anything.
Yeah, the first suggestion. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know, man. They say Killer Mike 6 feet. I'd be damn. I don't know.
No, because maybe you were looking up to him because you were
Ma'am. He is an elder. I stood up when he spoke to me.
No, that's not what I said. I said maybe because you, like, because of how he was talking, you just like looked up a little instead of having to look at him.
Sure,
you know what I'm
saying? You might be right. I'll go. So look, I want to take a break from my top 50 hood movies to watch a one movie, but I think you'll be mad.
It's not even your week.
No, it ain't my week, and that wasn't even a segue to what we're about to do. But it was like, I want to watch The Lonesome Dove. But the only problem is it's 6 hours.
We're not watching. Listen, y'all, I would never do that to y'all. I'm not making that no podcast episode.
No, it's, we gotta chop it up in hour bits, you know what I'm saying?
Bruh, no, do you know how fucking long
6 hours?
Do you know how long it's gonna take us to record that?
Yeah,
absolutely. Take a minute. Fuck not. I don't have 6 hours, 7 hours.
Well, I'll make it a little project that I do, you know.
We can watch it. Listen, we can watch it.
On live? You want to watch together. It on watch it Instagram live?
Instagram live only lets you be on live for like an hour and some change.
Yeah, we already started that.
So no, we can watch it, like me and you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not recording.
I'm not recording that shit. Speaking of recording, every goddamn week, we watch a movie. Last week, was my movie. Kara, what did we watch?
I don't know. Oh, sorry.
Set it off in this motherfucker.
Last episode.
Yeah, man. Set it off was dope. I'm trying to tell y'all. Set it off with something fierce. But this week is Kiara's week. Kara, what did we watch?
So we're watching a comedy. And we're gonna watch hold on, let me see what year it came out in. Hold on, because I want to do like you. Hold on. Sing some music while I'm looking it up.
We are young. We are free.
Okay, I got it. So we are going to watch good, the 1995 American comedy starring Adam Sandler, Billy Madison.
Billy Madison? I don't think I've seen this movie.
What? You lying.
I've probably seen it, but I damn sure don't remember it.
You've seen this before. You had to have.
This is what I'm saying. If I seen it, I don't remember it.
Okay, I'll give you
know.
That.
I don't know what that. This is going to be.
I'll give you that. This is... We just gonna see if this gonna hold up.
Oh my God, it's one of those movies.
We gonna see if
it holds up. Let's see if this shit holds up. Oh my God. We already got one movie that we can't even speak about. The movie that we should not be named. You know, people really ask me that. Like, I had somebody ask me, like, hey, what's the movie that y'all don't talk about? And I'm like, hey, bro, you just got to find that episode. I'm sorry.
I can't even tell you. It makes me want to ask that movie makes me want to ask people, like, hey, have you seen blah, blah, blah? And then if they say yes, I go, oh, wow. What'd you think of it? And then gauge their perspective.
Listen, I've already done that. I remember, oh God. I've already done that when when I was trying to figure out what movie to watch. And I was asking people like, hey, have you seen this movie? And they were like, oh yeah, man, that was a wild movie, but it was great. And I was like, oh, I keep getting good reviews, fuck it.
But now that makes you question these people's characters.
Facts. I really went back to
because it really makes me question their character. Cause I'm like, why would you think this is a good movie?
Oh my God.
Like, I just want y'all to know that's the only movie I've ever in my life been like, F.
This is a lot. This is too much.
We've like, gone if far. I could give it a grade lower than an F.
A G. Can I get it an A?
can I give it a Z? Like,
at the end, fuck it.
Like,
Omega.
I would never, ever watch that movie again. And I will question you if you're like, oh yeah, I watch the movie all the time.
Hey man, this was good, man. This was real cool, man. You know.
It was nice being back.
All right. We're gonna head out, people. Hasta luego. Yes.
hopefully it's more consistent. All right. Bye-bye.
Fruits and vegetables.
Oh, we back to fruits and vegetables.
First of all, I think, you know what? We'll talk about that. Yeah, fruits and vegetables. Drink your food.